That's the sound of some Chardonnay from Santa Barbara County's wine country being poured into a glass. The county's wineries have produced some of the most acclaimed wines in their history during the last decade. But many in the industry say that sales and visitation aren't what they could or should be. Some want to change that through an effort called the Santa Barbara Wine Preserve.
We're trying to leverage the communal power of the industry. And we're doing this through a self-appointed assessment. And what that means is it's a very small fee that would be added on to the retail sale of wine. So it would be a 1% fee that comes in at the bottom of your receipt. And that 1% fee would then go to the protection and the promotion of the Santa Barbara County wine industry.
Allison Laslett is CEO of the Santa Barbara County Vintners Association, also known as Santa Barbara Vintners. She says they're trying to create a wine business improvement district. The 1% fee on wine sales to consumers would be similar to a bed tax charged by hotels to fund marketing and tourism efforts.
When we were looking as an association about 3 years ago for ways to create sustainable funding for the wine industry, we actually looked at our partners in the hotel industry and saw that they had created a structure and a system that worked incredibly efficiently. We have borrowed this idea from them. It's never actually been done in the wine industry.
The group has raised money for years for things like marketing with its annual Vintners Festival, but competition with other events has cut into that revenue.
The association was founded about 40 years ago, and when it was created, it was a handful of dedicated vintners who got together and they would put on a festival. Santa Barbara County's Vintners Festival is one of the oldest festivals in the county, and it used to power the association. What happened is that over time, festivals have become incredibly popular. So it's not just a wine festival anymore. You'll have a beer festival. You'll have a spirits festival competing for the same space.
Some vintners say they need to act to improve the region's long overdue recognition.
We just have never been able to achieve the wide marketing campaigns with consistent and stable funding, like the way a lot of hotels and other tourism industries are funded. We could actually have a very consistent funding to actually go out and do what is best for really Santa Barbara, which is, you know, letting the consumer know that we're here, letting them know that, like, for instance, in Los Angeles, that we are LA's wine country. It's amazing how many people are continuing to drive by us and not even knowing that there's some of the world's best wines are here in Santa Barbara wine country.
Stephen James is general manager of Pence Vineyards and Winery and president of the Vintners Board of Directors.
We got about 250-ish active wineries. Literally, you know, Santa Barbara's never made better wine. The last 10 years in wine, in, you know, all over the place, not just like the Appalachians that are close to the ocean, but also like Happy Canyon. There's great Bordeaux varietals. There's incredible Rhone going on in Valley Canyon. Obviously Chardonnay and Pinot Noir up in Santa Maria and in Santa Rita Hills. And it's like every varietal that we make is on the world stage for quality. Just nobody knows it.
The plan still has a long way to go before it becomes a reality.
The industry itself is the decider of this. So they will weigh in starting probably by mid-October. There will be a petition drive. Each winery that will be assessed has the potential to support the petition. And once you have more than 51% of the industry represented on the petition, then it moves forward to each of the cities in the county, the city councils, for approval, and then to the Board of Supervisors for approval.
Allison Laslett, the CEO of the Santa Barbara County Vintners Association, says if everyone signs off, the 1% tax would take effect in January. It would raise about $1 million a year, with the money starting to come to the nonprofit organization about a year from now.
Our wines, they really attain international recognition, but our ability to promote them can't keep up. We have ambitions to really grow and advance this wine region to keep pace with the quality of the wines. The wines are exceptional, and we want people to know that.
Supporters of the proposal say it would give a voice to Santa Barbara County's $2 billion a year wine industry without wineries having to dig into their own pockets to do it. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.